And we are two.
Are you two?
Yes.
Okay. So, next talk is set up from the big satellite. Now we scale down a bit, I think, and I welcome Michel and
Christophe.
Yannick.
Okay. So, please.
Okay. Hello, everybody. So we make a short presentation on Sharp in 25 minutes presentation of Spino. And I was with Yannick, and we explain you what is this project and where we are going with it. So just a short presentation of the team. In fact, this project is a joint project between AMSAT Francophone and Electrolab in Nanterre, in France. So it's a joint team where there are four people who are working on this project. So we have a strong support on this project from Adrelis, which is a company specialized in Yannick is a chairman, and also the LADMOS, who have sent two CubeSat. The first one is UVSQSAT 7, and the second one is InspireSat 7. And inside InspireSat 7, we have embedded the Spino board. So all the materials we present are in open source and available on the GitLab of Electrolab. Maybe you want to present Spino.
Thank you. So for the technical part, what is Spino? Spino is a versatile solution for nanosatellite communication. And of course, it can support communication from the onboard computer. And it also has a digital transponder inside, just to answer the needs of ham radio community. And also a mailbox. You can post a mailbox to a mail to somebody on his mailbox, and you can check your mailbox to see if somebody have read a message to you. So that's the basic functions you have in that, and we imagine a lot of other functions like close to IoT functions. We'll discuss about that later. Well, and we try to have a design which could be as reliable as possible, using cut parts. So you only have components that you can use on devices from the market, like meters or things like that. Very readily available. So that's what we wanted to do is to minimize the consumption and to have the maximum reliability for the board. So the story began a long time ago, and we just started by speaking about that, that project stayed long for many years at its stage, and until the LATMOS so gave us the opportunity of a launch in last year, so that speeded up the design. We had an integration which was 1 year. 1 year, about maybe before the launch, something like that, with software delivered. Several months later, but the hardware was ready, and the board is in orbit since May, I guess. Yes, April, and it's working right, working properly. So on the design. We choose to use integrated transceivers for the VHF and UHF parts with integrated front ends. So when I say integrated front ends, actually the PA and the NTLS switch is common on the same chip. We also integrated the possibility to use a duplexer, because on the particular mission on InspireSat 7, We have a same antenna for two radio payloads because, well, that was the first experiment on SPINO, so we had a question about the reliability of the board. So the satellite has a commercial VHF, UHF transceiver board and SPINO, and they share the same antenna system. So we choose to put the duplexer on the SPINO board just to save space on the satellite. So that's why on the board you will see that there is this duplexer, which is not a core function. Well, that's the main guidelines of the design was to use parts that was broadly available. So, you saw that we have two transceivers, one full transceiver TX-RX for the VHF part and one full transceiver TX-RX for the UHF part. So it's fully bidirectional. But we on the particular mission of Inspiresat 7, of course, we limited that. We choose to have only the RX section on the VHF side and the TX section on the UHF side, just because that was the answer to the frequency band plan that was on this mission. Yes, that's all we have in this slide. No. Of course, the design was done during the COVID issues, and we had a lot of supply chain issues. we had, for example, to switch some parts, mainly the microcontroller, to package that were available, and the available package were the package the more difficult to use. So we switched the package from a standard SMD package that was easy to use and to solder to BGA, a fine pitch, ultra fine pitch BGA. And the manufacturer, which is working on the satellite for satellite projects, they don't have soldering chains that are that they use for that kind of BGA pitch. And so you use a leaded solder, and their machine are not. Set for this kind of ultra fine pitch packages, so they had a lot of issues for soldering that. We had to do that by ourselves at the end, and that worked properly. So that cost a lot of time. Okay, so the different the frequencies. What we wanted to do with this board is to have something usable for with students, we wanted to have different modulations available, just to be able to speak about energy versus bitrate. So that's why we have, for example, a mode where the beacon is transmitted on four modes, with the four the four modulations supported by the system: a row FSK FSK modulation without a baseband filter, 2G FSK modulation, 4G FSK, and 4G FSK with a modulation index which is very small. And the goal with that was to be able to demonstrate on the demodulator side and on the spectrum side, seen from the ground, what are the impacts of these things, and what are the impacts on the demodulators. So that's the topic. So maybe on the protocol side, you will be more. Okay.
Okay, so in order to be usable with other existing software, so we are working on H25 protocol, but we have just adapted to add the length of the frame inside. So we start with a standard header of H25, and just after the header, we add the size of the data, and after that, you have the data. So in Spinoo, we use for the Inspire Asset version 2 call sign is Spinoo D for destination and Spinoo S for source, in fact. So you have the details of this of the packet, and it's available on the website anyway. For the embedded software, we have using in fact three layers. And we based the first one is the hardware abstract layer. It comes from directly the library of STM. So we develop an API, and in this API, in fact, we have the drivers to manage in fact the components, the radio components. And it's very important to have this this layer, this API, because based on that, we are able to develop the functional software. On the functional software, due to the COVID, we have to develop the software in parallel of the board and the driver. So that means, in fact, we have developed all the functional software on PC, and during one weekend, in fact, we integrate, we download the application software inside the board with the driver, and during a long weekend, we manage to perform the integration and deliver the software, in fact. So in this software, what we are doing is a first initialization phase, and automatically we go in survey mode. And after that, we have different functionality like Digipeter, Mailbox, or experimental usage, and you can easily modify, in fact, this software and remove all the functional mode you don't want and replace it. So to design that, in fact, we have some constraints on the software because there are no dynamic memory allocation. In embedded system is safer. And also, we do not use real-time scheduler, but is a very basic scheduler based on state machine. So in parallel of the development, we have a Spinoo simulator. In fact, in Spinoo, it's not only the board, but is an ecosystem. We have the board and the software inside the board, and we are able to communicate with software through radio and demodulator. But also, we have the capability to use a simulator for the functional part. We have two kinds of software to receive the data and analyze the data is a KISS tool. KISS tool is already used for other satellites. And also we are developing a specific application. It's called Application Spinoo Controller. We are able to switch the mode of the board, but also to work as a Digipeter or mailboxes. And all the data collected from KISS tool and the application Spinoo controller are sent to the AMSAT Francophone database and can be displayed. What is the current status? In fact, the main goal we have for Spinoo is to qualify first time the board inside in space. So it's the main goal. So today the board is inside Inspire Sat7 and has been switched on and is running, so it's a good things. We are managing some commands on the board has answered, and that means we are able to communicate and receive information from the board. And also, we monitor the health. So we are working on that today. And the second objective we have is to open this capability to the general use. At the ground segment level, we are less advanced. There are some people on Ascent, people here like Daniel and for Sam Dump, because they are working on Spinoo demodulator. So we are working with that. We have also a spin modulator at control center is the test we have performing that, but it's not usable for everybody because it's and we are working on a spin modulator for general usage. And also we develop and continue to develop the command control software for give that to everyone.
So just you have here on screen the first signals here from the Spino board. So the satellite was launched on April the 15th, and in the night of the 19th to 20, we had the opportunity to perform the first common trial, and you have here the on the screen the proof that it worked well. So we asked just for the change of the beacon mode for changing from the single beacon to the four beacon mode I just talked about. So you have you have on the first side of the screen on the you have just the beacons every I don't remember every 40 seconds, I don't remember, never mind. And you see the exchange on the middle of the spectrogram, on the middle of the screen, the acknowledge of the request, and then you can see that the beacon has changed the mode, where we can see the four beacons on the four modulations available on the board. So well, we had the success for these phases very soon after the launch of the satellite, and we were very happy with that. That was our main objective. So we have few users for the system because of the lack of the ground side availability of the softwares, but we have some things. and thank you for all the contributors to this project, because we have things working and experiments done with this board. So that's the main objective. We have then to manage the next steps with the software ground control of the board and make it available for everybody, yeah, for the community.
Okay. So for the next steps, we have the new goals is to publish the modulator on the application to work for that all AmRadio people can work with Spino, but also we would like to open this to general use. We currently work on the second version of the Spino board because we have some requests from different projects, and we plan to launch a batch of 10 boards, and we make some updates and retakes from the first one. And also there are some universities who propose to work on part of the Spino as internship periods. So if you want to ask questions or have more detail on that, so you can contact us through the AMSAT Francophones website and the Electrolab website. All the codes, the schematics, documentation are available on for Spino in on the GitLab and Electrolab, but also for the JOSAS process is also the same. So just for your information on mainly the French people, we have some 2 days. It's called AMSAT Francophone Days, the 16 or 17 March. So you are welcome to come to see us in Nanterre at Electrolab. But also, if you want to make a conference on some topics, you are welcome.
Yeah. Maybe a few words about the version 2 of the Spinode board. There is not a lot of evolutions. We go back to a standard package to an easily manageable package for the microcontroller. But basically the schematics will be the same. And for the on the open source side, you will see, if you check on the website, you will see that the all the manufacturing files are available and all that things, but the source of the project are made with proprietary software, so it's not done with KiCad basically. And one part of the job for the version 2 is to go to a KiCad version of the board to have that a really open design, and not only just to have the manufacturing files available to have a design that you can interact with. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Sir,
how do you do over-the-air updates of the firmware?
There is no over-the-air update. That's easy.
Why did you choose X25 protocol for space communication?
The reason is the compatibility with the ecosystem you can have on ground with the softwares and the ham radios have on their shack. People are used to deal with the system using X25, so we choose to encapsulate X25 frames just because on the second layer that's available, that's compatible with all people have, all the software stack people have on their system.
Thank you again.